Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, we ended the D Rush Hour news headlines talking about the worst parking lots out there. And the texts are coming in, so let's turn it over to you. 651-461-9226. If you want to call in and tell me about the worst parking lot in your life. We mentioned the Costco parking lot in St. Louis Park. Anyone else assign points to pedestrians when they're driving in the lot?
Up on the sidewalk. Boom, boom,
my
boom.
Costco in Maple Grove, that is, it's the same deal. Like, everyone's driving all over the place. Everyone's trying to turn left to get out of there.
Yeah.
So many people coming in.
Well, and the one at, and I'm not as familiar with one in Maple Grove, but the St. Louis Park one has the gas station.
That one's awful.
Right in the area where people are trying to get in. So
it's right by the Liquor Boy and the the Animal Hospital and the Panera. Okay. So you got all those stores right there and the gas station and the entrance to the Costco. So isn't there a Home Depot over there, too?
There's a Home Depot over there. There's
too much stuff.
Across the street is Arby's. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff kind of right. And it's just where you're trying to get in is where people are trying to get out, and it clusters. And
Remember when we were kids and we had these Fisher-Price, I had a Fisher-Price, parking ramp, where it must have been, envisioned for California, where you take, your little Matchbox car, plastic Fisher-Price car, and you drive it up this thing into, a car elevator.
Yes.
You take the elevator up.
There's a little hang crank to
bring
the elevator up. Sure, yeah.
Where are those? Why did we never get these? Wouldn't that be useful in St. Louis Park?
It'd be awfully hard to, lift a full car by a hand crank, but I'm not sure if you got enough gears and levers, you could probably do it.
Costco in St. Louis. Oh, the Candy Mall in Wilmer. Brutal parking lot. You can lose small cars, possibly medium-sized cars.
Wow.
The potholes are so big. Jeff in St. Francis says it's the Minneapolis VA hospital. I don't know that lot. I've been over there. I'm trying to think about the lot.
But that's with the light rail running by it?
Mm-hmm.
So is that...
Maybe that's part of the issue, trying to get over there, and then you go over, the creek and... Maple Grove doubled down by having both the Trader Joe's and the Whole Foods in the same parking lot.
That's a lot of mountain goat tears.
Mary Beth is right. That thing is, so during COVID, Trader Joe's had a limit on how many people they would let in the store. So people were lined up outside. So
St. Louis Park, it was around the block.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Here's the thing about Trader Joe's. Overrated.
Oh.
Trader Joe's is essentially...
Unless they'd like to advertise on this fine radio program, in which case
great,
we'll tell people...
Great people, great.
Wonderful food.
Great people. It's not that good.
No.
It's store brand crap junk food for the most part.
Yeah.
It's like snacks, frozen stuff. I don't know. It's fine, but it's just, to me, would I wait in line for it?
No.
But then I don't like waiting in lines. Home Depot in Apple Valley. Man, a lot of Home Depot stop parking lots have what seem to be just an inexplicable number of stop signs. It's like the people at Home Depot were like, hey, we're contractors. We have some extra stop signs around back. What if we pepper them through the lot? Put one at this island.
Yeah.
Plant a...
And there's the ones like...
bush.
The parking lots are set back off of the main drag to get in. So you got all the up and down, rows to park.
Yeah.
But only some of the down that lead back out actually get out to the road. So if you're not in the right one, now you got to come down and go around two of the three things to get to, it's just screwy.
651-461-9226. Henry Lake is furious that we're slandering Trader Joe's. What do you get at Trader Joe's that's so exciting? Like a bag of peanuts? Like, big deal.
Right.
I mean, granted, again, I'm the guy who asked, and to their credit, I would go to Trader Joe's a couple times a week to get this stupid natural applesauce.
It's, I mean, it's like, you know, it's chocolate covered peanuts, but the chocolate's from Peru or something, you know. It's just, it plays to people's ego, right? Totally. It's, you know.
The same people who would never go to Aldi are all over Trader Joe's, and it's pretty much the same bed. It's like a fancy Aldi. I mean, I go there sometimes. I'm not, you know. All right. The best thing about Trader Joe's, the flowers. They have a pretty good flowers, like fresh cut flowers selection.
So I'll when you get yourself in trouble,
that's
Trader
an
Joe's.
Option.
There you go.
Okay. Well, for me, if I get myself in trouble,
yeah,
it's not going to be solved with Trader Joe's flowers.
It's not the flower thing?
No. Okay. Flowers will solve it, but
needs to be a little bit.
It's probably going to be Bachman.
So Alyssa's not.
It's going to be the
Alyssa
Bachman's.
Also is not
it's
impressed be, by mountain goat tears. I get it. Okay.
That's correct.
But the orchid is from Argentina.
Clark from Edina says the entrance to the Jerry's Hardware and Foods in Edina. Oh, yes. So that is a weird. I've been to more parking lots than you, Dan.
Clearly. Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah.
So the Jerry's Food in Edina has this very weird curve. So, like, you pull into the lot, and then there you can park on the curve. It's not a huge parking lot. So it just becomes sort of stacked up, and if someone's, like, starting to back out or whatever, you're in trouble. Clark, that is a good answer.
I mean,
Clark.
But can you really complain about a parking lot and a diner when you go to the hardware store and they just have the cake right there for you when you're interested? I mean, you know.
It's fair. I mean, the real problem when you're complaining about a parking lot in Edina, the nice thing is that Clark is taking the time to complain for his staff.
That's
that
true,
probably
yeah.
does
yeah.
the shopping.
Yeah.
So I think that's nice.
He's got people.
I made an Edina rep on CCO once that got, it was just a typical Edina joke. I think it was about, like, I don't remember. There was some city policy they changed. Oh, it was it was when Edina had that no mow May as a city thing.
Right.
And so we used to do a digital newscast on Channel 4 where I would be a little more irreverent. And I know what you're thinking, really? Like, wasn't that enough on the regular news?
Another gear there? What?
Ooh. So I did this whole bit on how ridiculous it is that the city of Edina is passing this and all the residents there can take credit when really it's just, you know, Jeeves who's out there like coordinating the staff who's going to mow the lawn. And the station attached this to like the regular news story about the thing.
Because it's funny.
Well, I don't know if they intentionally knew that it was just like, oh, here's Jason talking about this. We'll attach the video to this story.
Oops.
I was, boy, like on the Edina Facebook groups. This is a good point. Speaking as a single person, Trader Joe's has regular size products and reasonably priced. That is true. A lot of the frozen dinners and things like that are like single serving or two servings, which is very nice. That's a good point. It's hot. I think if you're single trying to find stuff that's like, you know, doesn't sit in your cabinet for 6 months, you know, trying to get the right size.
Well, that's the thing of it. You know, so I'm single, but I shop at Cub normally, but I'm not buying perishables, you know, where you
right.
have to.
Yeah, you just can't.
Right.
I didn't think we'd do parking lot talk today, but I liked it.
Sometimes that happens on the radio, man.
I like
hit a hot topic and people just go.
I like it. I have, my parking lot strategy is this. Just park. Do not drive. I do not drive around looking for a spot.
No, because you have your person that drives you.
I get dropped off at the door. And then, you know what? Anna does a great job. She's a terrific and safe driver. That way I got a lot of tweeting to do. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at DarushaJ or subscribe to the podcast. Great thing to do while you're being driven to and fro over the weekend by your chauffeur. Find your podcast. Just search Drive Time with DeRussia wherever you get podcasts. Traffic and weather next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.